how do you want hospitalists to feel about CMS, and how do you want them to look at themselves as an actual partner?
I hope that hospitals see CMS as a partner in improving care. That's certainly our goal. And I think what you took away is exactly right, that I wanted the hospitalist who's, you know, seeing patients every day to really view this as something they can take part of, and they can change care in their local area and achieve that better health, better care, and lower cost in their local hospital.
One of the points you made was ways for people to get involved, be it creating a collaborative forum, taking advantage of the resources. I think a lot of times I hear from hospitalists that they're worried that they're just a cog and they don't have the ability to implement change. How would you tell them otherwise?
Yeah, I think we all need to be change agents in our own way. At one point I was going to call the talk Be the Change and change the title. Maybe I should have stuck with that. I think change is at all scales, so I'd say there's lots of examples of hospitalists that create a very distinct change in their local hospital, like a quality improvement effort. Or, you know, there's hospitalists that have created change of policy at their state level. So I think pick something that you're passionate about, work on it, but I think we can all be change agents in our own way.
What is the future of a hospitalist in terms of being that change agent? You mentioned they should be. Do they have to be?
I think essentially they have to be. So, I mean, I think hospitalists are going to increasingly take on leadership roles in RDR in their hospitals, not just in hospital medicine groups, but chief medical officers, chief quality officers. So I think our training and what we do as hospitalists actually makes us uniquely positioned to drive change in hospital settings. So I think hospitalists broadly have to be change agents.
Does reform change that? Does it amplify it? Does it make it more difficult?
I think reform amplifies it and actually makes it easier. Previously, in a traditional fee-for-service model, you were literally the reimbursement rewarded. If patients got readmitted, we paid you more for those readmissions. If there were complications and patients stayed longer, we paid you more for those complications. So I think changing the reimbursement model so that if you decrease complications or you decrease readmissions, I also think even if you increase the patient experience of care, I think all these aspects matter, and it actually aligns the incentives with what hospitals are trying to do.
One of the things that you mentioned also is that you still do weekend work unpaid. It keeps you in the flow of things because you're still seeing that. How important is that, do you think? And not necessarily for you personally, but for CMS to have that boots on the ground mentality.
I think it's incredibly important for me personally. I'm also working with our medical officers and other clinicians to make sure we encourage them and incentivize them to still practice medicine. So we actually had some barriers that were actively discouraging them from practice, like not giving them an afternoon off if they wanted to do clinic. So we're working to remove those barriers.
And what's the importance of that?
I think it is very easy to become disengaged from the day-to-day of patient care, and I think the most critical factor to stay engaged in it is to still do it, to still work in those clinical settings.